is in charge of human souls, I desire to meet that one. The one who unlocks the soul from its cage, I desire to meet that one. The lover made whole through sorrow and rage, I desire. The threshold keeper, middleway walker, axis of music and wine. A creature from myth beside us, hidden right here since time. The rigorous drunk and sovereign both, a glance, a graze, a haze. A possessor of higher knowledge involved with every being in space. No laws in effect, in fact. Full flaws in effect, in fact. The moon of every night, in fact. The sun, a secret, living in plain sight, in fact. Are you here because of me? I am here because of your light. Planets reach for immortality, involved at the pull of the sun. Lover, belovers through space and time, a star must be warm for someone. Desire, desires, desire itself, desire, desires itself. Desire, desires, desire itself, desire, desires itself. Desire, desires, desire itself, desire, desires itself. When your desire is my desire, when my desire yours. When your desire is my desire, when my desire yours. When your desire is my desire, when my desire yours. Should they crack the door just then, the room would be found empty. We are only mind. We create ideas. The bloodstream from beyond boils in us, breathlessly unveiled. Breathlessly unveiled. Breathlessly unveiled. Breathlessly unveiled. Hot new temper fills the void, the poet's marriage knot. This bridge is my aching back, she said, my husband a bridge of cock. Until death, the union takes breath. And I'm left, I'm left, I'm left, I'm left. I'm left, 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 right, left. I'm left, 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 right, left. Looking for you. Crossing in each mouth honor, heart, legacy, feet, survival, mapped hands, black blues, blood is strong, laws of jazz passes on through. A rainbow of veins, even 1/16th recalls its root, a lilt, a nose, a nappiness and hair, a deep gospel voice knows that sacred is everywhere. This legacy is a home not carried outside the body. It is exile of success, raw sun, your family on the run, apartheid begun, middle passage across ocean, X got the gun, he got the gun, and X keeps getting the gun. Our family tree is a tradition of open arms for armor. You go on or die. But I and I root. Locked hair, rising from the tree of life, lynched, a mob, resisting, representing anybody who's ever been beat down, which is everybody. We are Egyptologists. Ancient, Afro, Turkey, Olmec, Iraqi, Dothraki, Klingon, come on, Canadian, Caribbean, Oceania, Nubia, Negri, Tanili, the Ainu, Ati, Tuareg, Aborigine, Siri, Saudi, Afghani, Kuwaiti, Baroni, Kateri, Yemeni, Israeli, Palestine, I, Jed, I, Afric, I, and I, Chua, I, Hausa, I, Luba, I, Hutu, I, Yoruba, I, Somali, I, West Indian plantations, the giant I, a house servant given the stink eye. A miracle in stone, our bones on throne. A Moor from Spain, marooned in Mexico, Zion lions of the seas, idea exchanges early on, inventing sea legs from vast exploration. Kicking, hopping, bopping into global solar plexus. We were naming ourselves before enslavement ever had any of us. So let's go back, way back. Both lightest and darkest, palest and blackest, back to no race at all. Was there ever any race? We were fire sparkers, tool crafters, goddess worshippers all, burying the dead clothed in animals sewn from needles made of bone. We were storytellers, group creators, nature observing ritualizers, bartering the big bang of human consciousness until acceleration of civilizations created all these hominid differences. Hominid day, hominid nay, hominid knee, hominid na. We all walked Ethiopia. 1.8 million years. Hominid day, hominid nay, hominid knee, hominid na. From up in trees to down on ground, an upright ratio of leg took us from 4 into infinity. 3.2 million years. Hominid day, hominid nay, hominid knee, hominid na. 1 common mama. So far, so rude. This message is human psychology, anti-apocalyptology, a working towards collective memory, history, a giant forgetting of legacy, the mysteries, original ingenuity, artistry of the tribe called humanity. Oh, we from mama. Oh, we from Africa. Oh, we a legacy of stars. Coming and going from same source. I see a face as one face, a dark, spacious wave. That legacy's me in me, and that legacy's me in you. That legacy's me in we. That one mother memory. Legacy. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming tonight. It's a real pleasure to be here and share some pieces I've been working on for a while that have come together in a project called Zenship. It's a project that includes music. I don't have my band here with me tonight. You guys are my band. I can hear all your hot beats. I can hear your blood flow moving, so you guys got nice rhythm. We're good. Zenship is spontaneous, illuminated friendship. You know when you meet a stranger and you fall in love with them right away, and then you never see them again? That's Zenship. It's beyond friendship. It's like a friendship in space. You know, really when they say two ships passing in the night, there doesn't necessarily need to be any sexual activity involved. But there is some kind of illuminated moment, some intense love, and that's what Zenship is about. So a lot of the elements on the album are improvised, which is also in the Zen tradition. And hopefully it's a ship that you can go on and have a family reunion on a planet far, far away. The poems on the album, there are 10 of them, because they are based on on a Zen concept as well, which is called the 10 bulls, or the 10 ox herding pictures. And in the 10 bulls, it's a series of photos or images and short poems that illustrate all the stages of enlightenment. So each poem on the album is inspired by a stage of enlightenment. So we started with seeking, and then footsteps. Now we perceive the bull, which is basically our higher selves, our higher intuitions. This next piece is called Temple Exercises, and it's dedicated to anyone who has ever taken care of an ailing parent, which is a difficult challenge. It's one that I've had the privilege of undergoing. Temple Exercises. Physiology flutter. Atrial fibrillation, brother. Repetition rhythms. Extra beats, we all have it. We all have it. See, my father's hot green on a black ultrasound screen. He been up to Montreal from his girlfriend Caribbean. He crossed the Quebec hospital system is still sick of it. Dad's knee tried to get itself together in the thick of it. Stiff knee, swollen, broke. But it was the heart that needed attention. As oldest child in the family, I was given dervish duties in the temple and training began in the kitchen. Meditating on knees for days. Food was brought, requests were made to relieve the bowels. Clean it, cook it, move it, doctor. Pray, wash, sweep, repeat. Clean it, cook it, move it, doctor. Pray, wash, sweep, repeat. Physiology flutter. Atrial fibrillation, brother. Repetition rhythm. It's extra beats, we all have it. We all have it. Now that day my father lay on his left side, shirtless, elbow to hand, hold head up, hospital bed. Ultrasound machine. Running jelly clean across his black nativity chest. Dad, the doctor, became a very patient. Now, cardiologist, brother, he'd jump a green screen and say, look at that heart valve. It open and close like a Mercedes-Benz sign. I say, no, it's a vagina, yo. He said, what? It's got extra beats, though. What? Extra beats, though. What? It's okay. Every heart has extra heartbeats. Physiology flutter. Atrial fibrillation, brother. Repetition rhythm. We all have it. We all have it. We all have it. Four chambers in the heart, making chamber music hit. Hot, two atria pump into ventricle out, simultaneous. Left side separate from right. The two never communicate but to turn vascular music to life. Flight, wind, a wave. Nothing constricts at once. The heart contracts and relaxes like a dog fist getting things done, even from stem cells in a petri dish. Heart cells beat on and on and on and on. Physiology flutter, atrial fibrillation, brother. Repetition rhythm, extra beats, we all have it. We all have it. We all have it. My heart is the mud mosque at Jenne, beating for the universe itself. Every year the rains take it, and faith alone rebuilds it. My heart is the pyramids at Kush, and the entire complex at Giza, and Teotihuacan and Angkor Wat. No, my heart is the very Uluru, the original dome of the rock. And Mecca at Hajj is just us, dancing around our own soft, black stone. The wailing wall says, lean in and kiss me. Lhasa is a mountain gym, and the Ganges say, get naked and swim. Stonehenge says, look up at sky. I fly to you on island with your heart medicine in a box, father. Physiology flutter, atrial fibrillation, brother. Repetition rhythms, extra beats, we all have it. We all have it. A repeat retreat to the most sacred point, 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 the heart, the heart. Send out protective animals, because some will come in fancy cars or ragged dress seeking blackmail. Prepare your weapons well. Brute response is based on brute preservation in the name of survival. Keep trust alive. Power to the peaceful. There's a gun, remove the bullets. You can always eat money. It's just wood, metal, plastic. Alchemize. Stay close to home and keep a lover nearby so you will have meat when the power goes out. In Apocalypse. Say no to injury. When the body works, we don't feel it. But one small cut is cause for complaint, but slow death in a book of siata. Now soon, there'll be nothing left to burn. Books, beds, bodies on the barbie. We are all on fire, but too busy online to do anything about it. Like throw away the key. As our time together draws to a close, my eyes fill a notion that could drown the world. Apocalypse is subjective. The Maya were right. It's not the end of the world. It just floods like it. In Apocalypse, yeah. Is anyone here holding their phone right now? Oh, bravo. Because if you're holding your phone, it's okay to let it go. It's all right now. Is everyone relaxed in their chair? You're leaning back. You can feel your feet on the ground. Take a deep breath with me. In and out. Knowledge is a thought on something. Take it off. Take it all off. Take your knowledge off piece by piece, 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 piece. You, talking lover, undress and turn to quiet nakedness. Beyond the body, beyond the book. Remove your shirt, skirt, lower pants to reveal a happy line of fine non-alphabetizing leading to the mound of truth. No need for opinions, no categories or judgments, no inside, no outside, all unveiled. Whether our thoughts are there or not, it is, it is, it is, it is, it is, it is. So take it up, love. Take your knowledge off piece by piece, piece, piece. please take it off. Take it all off. Taking all off piece by piece, 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 piece. Remove accessories, undergarments, hair pieces too until there's nothing left to say. No theories to interrupt the way. Now that you're naked, skin comes next, but it hold on tight to itself. For thought and for skin alike. Higher intuition is your birthright. No assembly required. Whether our thoughts are there or not, it is, it is, it is, it is, it is, it is. So take it on, take it on, love. Take it all off piece by piece, 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 piece. Take it off, take it all off. Take it all off piece by piece, 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 piece. Remove limits from sources, deduct all taxes, keep yourself at zero or one. Now that you have so little artifice, observe muscle, organs, bones, and blood. Let the knowledge muscle atrophy, you'll see, it shall let go. No identity, no you, no me, no boo-doo, bethy, but take it off, all love. Take it all off, piece by piece, 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 take it off, take it all off. Take it all off, piece by piece, 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 do ba dum ba da ba da dum ba da da dum ba da da. Applause is this crazy habit we have. And it's a beautiful thing, but maybe just a moment of silence with the eyes closed can also be beautiful. If you'll indulge me, please close your eyes for a moment and just take a deep breath on your own. Listen to know to do to progress, progress to arrive, arrive to find to lose yourself. Listen to know to do to progress, progress to arrive, arrive to find to lose yourself. Lose yourself to be found, let yourself be found by yourself, find yourself to know yourself, know know yourself to love and love to be loved. Then everything will become clear. Everything will become clear. Everything. 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 Listen to know to do to progress, progress to arrive, arrive to find, find to lose yourself. Lose yourself to be found. Let yourself be found by yourself. Find yourself to know yourself. Know yourself to love and love to be loved. Then everything will become clear. Everything will become clear. Listen to know to do to progress, progress to arrive, arrive to find, find to lose yourself. Lose yourself to be found, let yourself be found by yourself. Find yourself to know yourself, know yourself to love. Then everything will become clear. Everything will become clear. Thank you. You can open your eyes. Thank you for indulging me on that one. Listening is also an art form, and I appreciate all of you sitting here and listening so attentively. It's a very humbling experience to be here in front of, speaking directly to you through the ears, straight to the heart, hopefully. And hopefully something sticks. In the name of everything being clear, this is a poem called Empty Empties. And in the search for finding a new way of sharing work that was not necessarily on paper, I found a different kind of piece of paper. Some clear paper, some plastic paper. This poem's called Empty Empties, and it's a poem about garbage, which sometimes is an easy subject and sometimes not so much. Something we like to flush. Empty empties. Now, doctors collect waste from the body. They cut it open at the front, back, sideways, and scoop out hard, fat spheres. They send us to pathology to determine our exact toxicity, but how can anything in existence be inessential when opposites are all so true? Now, garbage collectors, they collect waste from the street. They have excellent abdominals from crunching into piles of rock again and again. Push it from one place to another because nobody wants this gold. At the city treasure chest, we see the pyramid mount. This is our own future, but we don't want it. No matter how much our garbage grows, the meek shall gently scratch at that crust in what we think are faraway lands. Any downtown can be disposable plastic latte. A feminist sometime crashed at a very desk from so much white, hot milk. Upon waking, she pushed her cup into an empty cup, and at night, a browner woman empties the empties into a larger trophy, but you never feel like a winner because her circumstance is the definition of blues. Lucky there'd be television for bearability. In fact, I saw 5 fat televisions working the sidewalk just the other day. No one wants them big anymore. Operational but thick is out of fashion. We put it out the curb and expect someone to take it. Oops, his boot kicked in the screen. No one's seen him treated like trash. Anyway, he got a new flat top machine and she worked good for a while, but turned 4-year-old and died too soon. Computer crash course 101. We renew, but there are fewer ways to enter her body now. That vagina machina sewn shut, and all we got's a stack of laptops, women with all the necessary holes, but no juice. We put atoms together that can never get loose. We fear the empty cell, the essence of our living. I could go on and on about garbage, but in nature, there's no such thing. She'll tell you that herself, I'm telling you. Did everyone get a drink from the back? Because I'm going to ask you to do a little toast later, so you should have, you know, a little something in your hand so we can toast to your honor. Yeah, if you have to, do that, because, you know, this is blood.
Excellent. So how about we do a toast at the beginning, we'll do a toast at the end. So let's do the toast like the Mexican toast, right? So we have to do it all together. So it starts, arriba,
arriba.
Abajo,
abajo,
acentro,
acentro,
adentro. Excellent. Okay, I'll tell you a little story now. So I grew up in Montreal. I lived away from Montreal for many years. I grew up here, and when I was in my mid-20s or so, I moved to Vancouver. And then a little while after that, I moved to Istanbul. And then I moved back to Vancouver, and then I moved back here. So everything in circles. It's fun. But when I was growing up here, my dad, being from the West Indies of African descent, he used to cook for us on Saturdays. Now I'm talking, we used to get fish cakes and fresh bread and bread pudding and fresh ginger beer and pepper pot and gumbo. Now, like most children, my sister and I disliked many foods, and gumbo was one such dish. Why? Seeds, slimy okra seeds, and onion, stinky onion, mint and fat, and fish with them bones, and too hot pepper on my young child tongue. Now one day, I think I was about 10 or so, I noticed that my dad hadn't made gumbo for many, many months. And I asked him, Dad, what happened? You stopped making gumbo. He said, well, I love making gumbo. I love eating gumbo, but I love you girls more. And you guys just complain and complain and complain every time I give you a bowl. So I just stopped. And I thought, wow, parents can be, not always, but they can be sacrificial teachers. But in this case, gumbo taught me well. Now, in gumbo, you begin with the one ingredient that requires the most attention, your life. First, you gotta get born. Now, for a soul, you need flour and fat in equal proportion. Slowly whip the flour into the fat in small amounts until the root is born brown. If it burns even slightly, you gotta throw it out and start all over again. Now, the root is to the gumbo as blues is to jazz. So, like your ego, fry the okra in a separate pan. Fry yourself until dry, set yourself aside, sit quietly. Let anything unnecessary seep out of you completely. Next, to the vessel, you add the Holy Trinity. Now we need woman, man, and Spiritus Mundi, or bell pepper, onion, and celery. In fact, let us not forget Holy Quadrality and add some two-spirit, intersex, queer, transgender, scotch bonnet pepper to the mundo gumbo reality. Our aroma thickens as we age. Now we can put in the garlic, the bay leaf, the cayenne pepper, fish or sausage if the day is right. This is about the midway mark of your life. You've been cooking for 30 years at least. Now you can put the okra in because Saturn be returning to the place she was at when you were born. It's called a cosmic bitch slap. Gonna hit you in the pot, take your breath away, tear you apart. Mixing spoon moving violently this way and that. Tomatoes flying at your left, right, center. Chicken water drowning you until you sink or swim. But if you can't remember, you were born from balance. And this is when your flavor really begins. Now simmer for another 20 years or so. Get cooked good. Let your own life reduce down. You are slow soul food, friends. Things are so much faster now. Freedom seasoning. Improvise your ending. May it be pleasant to the taste. We need the bitter and the salty and the spicy and the umami and the sweet. And the sour, and the sweet. And then we'll serve well with rice, or sand, or snow, or city concrete beneath your feet, the essence of you, what we'll eat. Throw on some petals of holy sassafras, parsley in your wake, and the whole world will gather to feast on the result of your life, plus heat. Pirates, criminals, gamblers, writers, exiles, adventurers, Spanish, Frenchmen, Choctaw, Chinese, Alabama, Cherokee, East and West Indian, English, Irish, Italian, German, Senegalese, Cameroonian, people of all nationalities with a whole lot of integrating going on. The aroma of your life is at stake. Your ability to fuse all of life's ingredients until your flavors awake. Now granted, some of us may still have to pass the hot sauce between us. But we will all raise a glass. Please raise a glass with me. As we spoon out your honor, your dish is dangerous. May it be the perfect balance of life, experience, and burn. Please accept a little soul food from a friend, my friends. This, not from me, from Mundo Gumbo, we learn. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for listening. And you have another great artist coming up, Stephen Ross Smith. So thank you very much, everyone. Have a great night.